W4SKD in case anybody's listening.
Oh, this is W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville.
BX, this is KC4SKD, name's Larry, and I just left office. I got a few minutes to talk before I get on 85, and then I don't want to talk while I'm on 85.
Yeah, that's very understandable. I hate driving on 85. I think they say it's one of the most dangerous interstates in the United States, and I believe it. But anyway, your work went well. I got off around 1 o'clock, but I go in at 4. So it was a rough day, but got 3 days off now, so I'm good.
A pretty good day. I had a migraine that kind of slowed me down a little bit. I'm sort of reeling from that, so I just want to go home. I got to stop by and check on my mother first, and then I want to go home and relax a little bit, try to just unstress. Maybe watch Andy Griffith or something.
Sounds like a plan. I don't know what you do for a living, but sounds like maybe a computer screen or something, but hopefully you got rid of your headache, too.
And I work on computers. I work on laptops, CAD stations, and desktops. I really like my job. I do. But it's like every job I work, it gets awful frustrating at times, especially when software don't want to work right and things don't want to go right.
Roger that. I'm not really familiar with computers, but I tell you what, for 3 days now, I am logged out of my Google account, and I've called twice the day before yesterday, once yesterday. Now, the last time I called him yesterday, I said, I need technical support, is what the lady told me last time. She kept trying to offer help, and I said, well, I'll try it, but I said, I haven't been able to get my Gmail. I ain't getting email or nothing for 3 days.
I hear they had a big data breach, and like 149 million accounts were compromised or something. Which that reminds me, I need to try my Google account too and change the password on it if I can still get in it.
Yeah, well, you know that two-step verification? Every time I do that, it says you're signed out and it offers like that. So it'll send me a text with a code like G- and a 5-digit number, something like that. But when it goes for the two-step to send you your email, it said it don't recognize my email. But I told that last lady I talked to last night, I believe, because I've got like a vast protection. Let me drop a second. Security alerts, let's say, in my phone may have been hacked. And I tried to tell them that last night. So I just ain't feel like calling today. I'm just so aggravated and I don't know what to do yet.
Yeah, I get frustrated all the time. You know, sometimes it comes a bit of a challenge, and sometimes I enjoy the challenge, trying to get a problem figured out and fixed. But anyway, I'm hopefully done with it for the weekend, and hopefully we'll have better weather this weekend than we did the past two.
Yeah, I believe we're supposed to... me and KF4ZEW, I don't know if you know him, Ben. Me and him are going to work on some projects this weekend, and one of them's welding, and the other one is downloading some of these QSL cards that you get electronically, and then sizing them the right size. For I got these glossy QSL cards, and I got a pretty good printer. Maybe raffle is really good. And but they're coming out a little bit out of, they're cutting off a little bit of it, so he's going to help me. He's a computer guy, too, if you don't know him, but yeah, that's what he does for a living. But so between that, we might mess around with a little FT8 or something, I ain't sure yet.
At least it's something enjoyable. Talking about QSL cards, I don't have many, but I got one in my grandfather's head when he was a CB-er in the late 60s. Somebody sent him a CB QSL card, and I've got that filed away somewhere. Anyway, I just got a phone call, so I got to pull over here and can't drive while you're talking anymore, so I got to pull over here and call somebody back. But good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day and a good weekend. Oh, I can't remember your call, but mine's KC4SKD.
KC4SKD is W4SBX here, but yeah, go ahead and take your phone call and be safe on the road. But yeah, the weather's supposed to be pretty nice this weekend, to cut it short for you to get on the phone. But I think Sunday's supposed to be around 50, 60 degrees, something like that.
Better than last weekend. Take care, enjoy the short conversation, and we'll chat with you later, KC4SKD.
KD, appreciate the QSO with you too as well. Be safe out there. This is W4SBX. I'll be clear.
4QYJ radio check.
I missed the call sign, my friend, but this is W4SBX. Go ahead with your radio check. I have my radio up a little bit, so I turned it down. Say how you sound.
Yeah, Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Yankee Juliet, name is Sheldon, up in Weaverville, North Carolina.
Running KQ4, I'll mess it up, so anyway. Yeah, you're hitting the repeater pretty good. I don't know, it's a little quiet, but it's pretty clear. I don't know if your power's low or what, but from Weaverville, I think you're doing a pretty good job.
That. Yeah, most of the means of listening to this repeater, I hear a little noise. It's not full quieting. So I think it's just how far it is and where I am in Weaverville. Mountains around that get in the way of stuff. So I'm just happy to be able to hear it. So thanks for coming back and have a great weekend. You will come back for Tango Yankee Juliet. We appreciate it.
I don't know, it kind of sounds like a ticket fence. I ain't sure, but if you're mobile or something like that, maybe that's what's causing it. But the first transmission, you were really clear. But I was going to write your call sign down, but I didn't have a ticket. Is it KQ4STJ? Got it, my friend. You be careful out there, and we will try to do it again sometime. 73s, W4SPX, I'll be clear.